fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 20th day of July, year of our Lord, 2016, welcome to the John Moore Show. The prepper tip of the day is more of a notice, I guess you could say, than anything else. Here it is. I want to encourage all of you to, quote-unquote, get anything that you think you must get done. Get it done now. Anything you believe must get it done now. It's going to be different things for different people. I'm not sure how much time we have before it will be very difficult, if not impossible, to do certain things, acquire certain things, relocate, whatever that might be for you. I think you need to reevaluate. I know I spoke with my wife last night about this matter. We're going to be evaluating some things in our own lives and preparations to make sure that anything of a that has a great importance will be taken care of relatively quickly, and I encourage all of you to do the same thing. That is your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. Jim has become a prolific author with, I believe, 10 books, if I'm not mistaken, and also a radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. Good morning, everybody.
All right. Well, you're back from your travels, sir. We have a good connection this morning. What's on your radar this morning, sir?
Well, John, this is crazy. I think it was last spring, some senators started talking about there would be earthquakes in the United States, and we're talking major catastrophic type earthquakes in the United States sometime throughout the summer, or, you know, in the future, near future, so that would implicate summer. Was it yesterday or the day before? The Navy sets off an explosion out in the Atlantic Ocean off the northeast corner of Florida, creates a 3.7 earthquake. Now, boys and girls, I mean, this is insanity. We know they can do this. The earthquakes that were created in Japan for the Fukushima event which the tsunami, by the way, is not what took out the reactors there. I mean, so earthquake creation has been around for a long time. And, of course, I was reporting a month ago about what they did in Ecuador, very clearly trying to damage national facilities there, not the least of which is the major petrol station, which is right on the coast, which was just newly completely rebuilt. But what's the Navy doing setting off charges that would create a 3.7 earthquake? And Florida, by the way, is really sitting on loose sand. If you're not familiar with the sinkhole problem there, all over Florida, in fact, that entire area of the country.
But I've been there, Jim. I drove past a commercial job site where they were digging the foundation for a commercial building, and I took a moment to look at it, and I didn't see any dirt or rock, either one. All I saw was the very large backhoe scooping out scoop after scoop of sand. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what's there. It's Florida is sand. It's in that sitting on, oh, maybe 100, 200 feet down, depending on where you are, sitting on limestone. And so what happens is that limestone erodes with, and there's a lot of rain and water that goes down into the ground in Florida with the seasonal rains. I mean, it's been happening forever. And so that leaves pockets. And if you are familiar with, say, the old sand time glass, you know, the hourglass, sometimes they'd get clogged and stuck. So what would you do? You'd take your finger and flick it on the side of the hourglass, and boom, it would start flowing again.
Right.
So the last thing you want to do around Florida is start setting off anything that looks like an earthquake.
That's so the flick of the finger. That's the flick of the finger right there, isn't
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What are these people smoking? I mean, I'm just in awe. I'm absolutely in awe at the ignorance that's going on today. I mean, I just cannot even, you know, every day you hear new things and you go, what on earth? Where did this come from? You know, somebody had to decide to do this.
Well, absolutely. And the Navy has some excellent scientists when it comes to oceanography and communications and computers, but I'm not sure they got any scientists at all when it comes to earthquakes.
Well, you know, the Navy absolutely had to be instrumental in the Fukushima earthquake, which was really, they would claim it was like an 8 or a 9 or something. It wasn't. It was about a 5, which is a pretty small earthquake. And the tsunamis were definitely man-made. And they didn't, if you saw actual long-term footage of the tsunami, they were like slow waves coming in first, and they would build up. The next one would be a little bit bigger and then a little bit bigger. And they just kind of washed in and washed out. They were not this massive wall of water, you know, that came in all at once, contrary to, you know, what they want you to believe.
Right.
That was all man-made. So the Navy has been instrumental in doing a lot of stuff around the world, probably planting charges. They probably have the whole world set on a trigger, you know, with charges set all over that they can set off at will. But, you know, to openly publicize and then do it off of Florida, excuse me, but the world is absolutely insane mad.
Well, Jim, I certainly couldn't agree with you more. Well, you do a lot of work in archaeology, and do you have any archaeological updates for us, sir?
Yeah, this is kind of an interesting one. I don't know if you would call it archaeology, more anthropology. But in my travels, especially in the western coast of South America, let's just put it that way, because it's kind of all over, I saw what I thought were birth defects. And now a birth defect is something that is, you know, the DNA gets messed up. And basically, birth defects are not replicable. They're not duplicated. And just a second. And so anyway, what happened is I started seeing kind of the same exact, say, facial features or other type of features in birth, what I thought were birth defects. And I'm, after a while, you know, and it just recently hit me. I saw one poor young man, it finally hit me that these are strains of the genetic code that are coming out probably from a long time ago. I'll tell you a little story. I was in the archery business back in the 90s. I had my own archery company and ran it for 5 years, and that's a whole nother story.
Right.
But as I went to meetings, there was a guy there, and he had six fingers. He had five regular fingers, and then his thumb came way out and then came back in, and it was definitely, you know, a genetic carryover from long ago. And he functioned just fine, a great guy, super guy. But, I mean, that was a genetic carryover of, you know, that came out from who knows, probably thousands of years ago in his genetic lineage somehow,
right,
or maybe
right.
even longer. So anyway, I'm looking at this and I'm going, oh my goodness, you know, and it gave me the willies. I looked not at this guy in the archery business, but when I was looking at these thought were birth defects in South America, and I'm realizing, oh my goodness, these are consistent. These are not random. They're the same. I'm seeing the same thing over and over again.
Could you describe what you were saying, Jim?
Yeah, a very long and very flat nose, very inset eyes, and hardly a forehead, and almost a cone in the back of the head. And, I mean, those were facial features. And then kind of asymmetrical, you know, more, inset on one side than the other. And that's just the head formations. And then other things with the body. But basically what it appeared to be is another genetic strain of, and I don't want to say this too loud. I won't even say it. I don't know where this is coming from. But it's a genetic strain from the past. And I'll just leave it at that without speculating, because I don't like speculating. But there's something going on there. And when it finally hit me, it was kind of like the hair stood up on the back of my neck. And I don't know where this is going or anything else. These are just initial findings. And so I'm talking about it, and I'm sure I'll be seeing more of this in the future. But I've gone from there. Now I'm not there anymore. I left because I got tired of being in earthquakes.
Understood.
And so so that's something. And then there are some follow-up work that I've been doing with the Nazca line stuff, which is very interesting. I'm not going to go into details about that because that's kind of still ongoing. But those are things that I keep working on. And, there'll be some more on that in the future, definitely with the Nazca line things. There's some real interesting observations that have come out about that I'm pursuing.
All right. Well, I would think, and I don't know if you've gone this direction, I'm a ham radio operator myself, that there'd be some desire to determine which frequencies could be sent or received on these antennas.
Right. Oh, that's absolutely, to model them and things like that. It's really a very, very difficult problem coming into a, you know, kind of reverse engineering is what you're talking about.
Right, right.
So absolutely, and I've done some work on that, but it's really, really complicated because there's not good topographic data in that area. It's a big, big area. It's like 500 square kilometers. It's undulating, and it may have changed in the past to where it's different today than when it was what it was like when it was actually made due to earthquakes or because we don't know when these were made. These were made literally thousands of years ago, and we really don't know when they were made. But the fact that they are antenna, fractal antennas, used for transmission in outer space, and obviously for us to find when we became intelligent enough, just, I mean, that opens up a whole new door of who did it, why did they do it, what was their intention, and some of the idiosyncrasies, like the, they call them the owl man, or the astronaut is another term. But there's a carving of a guy on the mountainside right off the edge of the Nazca Plains, and he's got his finger pointed up, and right at the top of his finger is the top of a hill. So you're supposed to do something there. And I'm thinking that that is either a collection point or a head end on a radio transmission telescope is where you put the electronics, the receiver end. And so there's all kinds of mysteries here still. But yeah, it's a super complicated problem. And I say in my white paper that if I took all of the antenna specialists in the world and took them and sat them down and said, okay, we're going to study this, you would get that many different answers and different possibilities. That's how complicated this is. So reverse engineering is a very, very complicated process with something so big and so complex.
It sounds like it. Certainly sounds like it. Well, that'll be an ongoing project for some time, a number of years into the future.
That's the kind of thing I wish I had about a dozen graduate students who could rip into that and for a couple of years, you know, put their heads together, because those are the kind of people that'll, you know, they're coming in with a fresh view of things, and just, you know, let them go on that for a few years and write thesis and, you know, it's really, really complicated because you have to know the conductive medium, for example, to understand what the frequencies are. It's not just the shape. There's all kinds of other factors, the conductivity of the conducting materials and the power of the source, which is atmospheric electricity. Atmospheric electricity itself has resonant frequencies. So, I mean, it's complicated. It's a complicated problem.
It is. Well, I think I would throw into the mix some high-level working RF engineers that have been at this for 20-plus years.
Yes.
At very high levels of research and development of RF engineering.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing in radio antennas and radio work. The amateurs have done so much. A lot of our understanding has come from amateurs because it's not one of those things that you can sit down and calculate. Antenna design and understanding, and it's something I consider myself an expert, but when you're an expert, you realize how little you know. That's what I would say an antenna expert is, someone who realizes how little they know about the whole field.
Right. And of course, I'm glad you brought up the amateurs, because they frequently think outside the box and come up with unusual ways to solve RF engineering problems.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it all came out of World War II. There was some stuff prior to that, of course, but a lot of the antenna design came out of World War II. And then it just exploded after that. But, you know, the interesting thing about Nazca is that these are fractal antennas. And we've only come to the first fractal antenna was designed about 10 years ago. You know, in the understanding and the use of fractal antennas is something we've only used very recently, in spite of the fact that antenna design has been very advanced for a long time. You know, big radio telescopes and interferometers and radio telescope for astronomy and astrophysics and for communications of all different wavelengths, etc. But the fact that these are fractal antennas is mind-blowing.
Hold that thought, Jim. We have a break. Call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Food for living. Liberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to FoodForLiberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code Liberty. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to FoodForLiberty.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of July. Check out my website, thelibertyman.com, and click on my Facebook logo there and spread the word. Visiting with Professor McCanning. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Here's a shorthand version of his website, jmccsci.com. Let's continue, Jim.
You just gave a link to the website. I have kind of a mini announcement there at the top. And I was considering getting some sponsors. And my show has always been commercial free. But what I decided to do is something a little different. So I got an announcement there. So I decided not to get any sponsors. But anyway, there's just a little announcement there for people to go look at. I won't go into any more detail
okay.
on that, but
okay, well, that's fine.
Wanted to concentrate on pure science on my show, and that's kind of the purpose, and so I want to keep it at that, you know, doing that.
Okay, well, Jimmy, you have a radio show tomorrow evening. Tell us about the how people can listen in the archives, if you would, please.
Yeah, the Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, from WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee. I think the summertime frequency is 9.350 megahertz. It also streams from WWCR.com, Tower 2. And then it re-airs Friday night at WTWW Nashville at 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. Saturday morning. And then there's a number of satellite feeds that carry it on Saturday, etc. So quite a few ways to listen, and all the archives are on my radio, on my webpage. So there's a link to the archive subpage, and there's also a subpage that tells all the different ways to listen. So on the webpage, jmccsci.com.
Outstanding. Any idea what your topics you might be covering tomorrow night, Jim?
I'll be talking about some man-made earthquake issues, and there's some really some bad disinformation that's getting out there about weather control, and so I wanted to clarify that to some just really getting kind of out too far in left field, and so I want to clarify what weather manipulation is all about. And try and clarify some of the wild claims that are coming out of various places. So I'm going to talk about that. And then I'm going to continue talking about Jupiter and Saturn as small stars in our solar system. That's a theme I've been carrying for a number of weeks, and it's so instrumental in understanding how stars work, because these are little stars. They're not planets. So anyway, those are my main topics for tomorrow.
Okay, outstanding. Jim, there's a number of projects that you are working on. Any updates on some of those projects people are looking forward to hearing about?
Let me think. I know people want to hear about the wing generator. It's moving along, but it's not at the rate that I want it to be moving. And so I don't have a final production date on that. Is with anything like that, once you get up to the level where you're doing, you know, world scale things, it's really difficult, because you end up depending on other people, and then they don't perform or whatever, and so it's like two steps forward, one and a half steps backwards,
right?
And so it's moving forward, but trying to, you know, that's one thing I learned when I was a little kid. I had an expression, it was, do it my own self. And I think that applies to modern adult life as much as anything. So that's probably where it's going. But I wanted to mention, just say no to Pokemon Go. If this, John, do you know about this?
Pokemon? I know it exists, and the likelihood of very many, if any, of my listeners participating in such silliness is pretty slim, I would say, Jim.
Yeah, exactly. But if they have kids or something like that, sometimes the kids use your phone, and, oh yeah, play with the phone or whatever. The first thing they're going to do is unload that Pokemon Go, and don't do it. Just, you know, because it's all over the place. It's in emails. It's popping up on your screen. They're really pushing it. I myself get probably many emails a day telling me to go, you know. And
I haven't got any, and I hope I don't. You know, we got a caller on hold, and we got a question off air. A Reader's Digest explanation of what a fractal antenna is. Jim, we can do that after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're supposed to get the deleted 28 pages from the congressional report on the Saudi government involvement in 9/11 posted on my website. It wasn't posted yesterday. We'll diligently try to get that done today. It's very important, I believe, everybody be aware of this and read it. Also, my website, of course, you'll find Energy Cleaner for sale. If you have arthritis pain, low back pain, not getting a great night's sleep, chances are the Energy Cleaner will help. Only $285 shipping included. If it doesn't, highly unlikely, but if it doesn't, I offer from me to you personally, from John Moore to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. Check out the details at my website, thelibertyman.com. You can read the testimonials. patent application information. And of course, you can order it right there along with the factory-made fitted mattress pad to go with it. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. PayPal now takes payments, by the way, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is linked on my links page. Jim, our off-air question is a Reader's Digest explanation of just exactly what in the world is a fractal antenna.
Wait, somebody sent in something from Reader's Digest, you say?
No, I'm asking for a Reader's Digest version, a short version.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay, take a dipole antenna, which is a long wire or tube of metal, whatever. And, okay, you would send a signal on that as a, and then you could receive that with an antenna. The ideal antenna to receive that with is an antenna of the same length or a half length or a quarter length. So the great big radio antenna that you see up on the hill, you don't need that same antenna size to receive the signal, although that would be great. Okay, now take that long wire and bend it in half to a 45-degree angle. Okay, now take the two halves of that and bend it again in a 45-degree angle. And then take the middle of that, each one of those four pieces, and bend it in half again to another angle. And keep bending each piece as you bend this long piece of wire. That's the simplest. Here's another one.
Okay, Jim, before going any farther, yeah. There's some engineering purpose served by making these bends. What is that engineering purpose?
Okay, well, what you're doing is you're taking a long antenna and you're making it into a very small, compact space. That's the purpose.
Oh, the and purpose is to accomplish the same goal using a smaller space.
A much smaller space, yeah. And then now you can get it into the corner of your cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah, they have fractal antennas. And so inside your cell phone or your tablet or probably your computer, your laptop computer, is a fractal antenna. Another form of fractal antenna is you take your long piece of wire and wind it into a spiral. And or you could do this. You could take a bend it into a shape that's the it looks like a grid. So the line goes up, bends over a little bit, comes back down parallel to the first one, bend it 90 degrees again, and so it comes up parallel to those. So you have a grid of parallel wires, but they're all connected, and it's all one string. That's another one. And you, by the way, you see all of these in the Nazca lines. You see combinations of animal figures with fractal antennas. And so anyway, so that's the short version of what in there. And it's like any antenna theory. That's the, like you say, the Reader's Digest version.
Okay. Fascinating stuff. Here's our caller. We got Tony in Idaho. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, John. How you doing?
Good.
See, Dr. McKinney, I had a question for you. I've been trying to spend some time looking to find if there's any information out there of Polaris, the North Star, moving. I heard a blurb on a talk show back in June, and it kind of stuck in the back of my mind. I'm a forester by trade, so I use a compass probably, I don't know, 2 to 3 times a week at the minimum, if not daily, for doing timber cruising and putting in property lines and finding corners of properties. So I'm well-versed in declination and shooting azimuths and,
sure,
you know, working a compass. And I heard this, and I thought, you know, I'm going to actually check it myself. So what I did is the first night that I didn't have cloud cover or obstruction from any chemtrailing that was going on, and I had a good, you know, sight line of it, I just checked it with my naked eye and the compass, and it looked to be, you know, close to 10 degrees off. And I thought, wow, this is...
Where are you? Where are you doing this?
I am doing this from North Idaho. I could give you the coordinates.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. Let me just interrupt you for a second. I've done a lot of surveying myself, and I shoot the North Star when I'm surveying. I don't use a compass anywhere where I'm surveying, and I've done a lot of surveying in the tropics, in the north, and very far north, and the Canadian border. And I never use a compass because the compass depends on local anomalies in the ground. And you can walk 100 yards and it'll be different. So you think you're walking a straight line and you're not. The North Star is about 1 degree off of true north. Or it's about a half a degree, I should say. Right. And there's a thing called precession, and the earth is like a top. So it's precessing in about a 26,000-year cycle. So every year, the North Pole is a little bit different than what it was last year. I mean, it's constantly moving. It's a somewhat complicated topic, but using the stars that are around the North Pole star, the North Star, you can get an exact north. And there's ways to do it with the sun also, based on the spin axis of the earth. But I would never use a compass for any kind of forestry or anything like that myself.
Okay.
Jim, Tony is making a statement. His information that he's come up with is that the North Star is in a different location than it used to be.
Correct.
Well, like I say, it is moving slightly, but no, there's no radical change. It's something that I deal with all the time. I'm in the night sky literally every day. Every night.
Right. And, Dr. McKinney, that's actually one of the ways you can actually check the validity of your compass is off of Polaris, the way that I was taught back in the early 90s. And the way you do it is you drive two stakes in the ground that shows true north with your compass. And now I understand I'm using a 2-degree lensmatic compass, so it's not, there's at least 2 degrees margin of error there, and I'm taking that into account.
Yeah.
But when you line up true north with those two stakes driven in the ground and you shoot it, minus the declination, so I'm compensating for the declination, which seems to be changing in a very unusual way from year to year. Last year it was at 15 degrees and 21 minutes or 21 seconds, and today it's at 14 degrees 38 seconds, and that's just been within the course of the year. It seems to be changing a lot faster than it used to throughout the years. I've been doing this for 20 years, so I check the declination constantly to make sure that I have the right setting.
Let me explain something about your compass. If you put it on the table when there's a solar storm and you don't have metal in your building or whatever, you go outside and put it on a wood table or something outside, you can see it changing dramatically during the day. Your compass. That's why I say I would never use a compass for any type of surveying or even shooting lines, and I've done a lot of this myself very accurately over long distances in the woods or in big open spaces that are forested, etc. But the compass is wildly variable. It can vary by 10 to 20 degrees in a day, varying back and forth. When you're in the same spot and it has nothing to do with what's in the ground, because we have 5-layer magnetic field and it's all plasma, it's up above us, it has to do with solar storms, other things. And like I say, I would never use a compass to much the reverse. You would use the North Star as the guide, and the North Star is something I look at all the time. It's very much where it's supposed to be. But, yeah, I would never use a compass to say the North Star is off.
Okay,
it's very much the other way around.
Would you agree that there's two times during the night that Polaris lines up with true north?
Yeah.
Okay, and the other times during the day or the times during the night, it's off by a half to 1 degree, depending on the wobble in the earth where in its location to true north.
It's about a half a degree, yeah. It makes a 1 degree circle. Yeah, yes. A half a degree, yeah. But it's a known half of a degree, not a random half a degree.
Correct. Okay, I'm just going off of what I've observed, and I'm going to continue to document it because I believe that I've been shooting lions for 19 years in the woods, and I've never seen them, you know, abnormalities that I'm starting to see now. It's actually causing me really scratch my head. It seems to me like it's another confirmation of there's something that's pulling on our magnetic pole.
Well, no, like I say, the magnetic field is something that's changing constantly, and it changes on an annual basis. And especially like where you are in Idaho, you're looking at an angle at the North Pole. The mm-hmm. the magnetic North Pole is not at the North Pole. And you're looking at it at an angle. And plus, like I say, that's it can change on a daily basis. I wouldn't use the magnetic field or a compass to do anything.
Can I, gentlemen, can I summarize, I think, what's going on here? What's moving is magnetic north, not the North Pole, or not the North Star.
Correct.
Right. Okay, we're on the same page. Okay, good.
Yeah. I have a product that's called the Recalendar Sun Star Clock. And I carry one with me, and I also study the stars in the northern and the southern hemisphere. It's something that I do constantly, and that device is very accurate, and it corroborates with the sun also. And so it's something that I do all the time, and know the North Star is very much where it's supposed to be, and it has not altered. So what's changing is your compass, I can tell you that.
Okay. All right. I think we've hammered this issue sufficiently. Tony, if you want to get in touch with Professor McCanny privately, get in touch with me, and I'll make that happen. We appreciate your call, sir. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Okay, Jim, well, let's move on from there. What's next do you think we need to be talking about?
Well, the Pokemon thing, just make sure your phones or whatever don't download that, or don't let anybody download it. Here's something I saw, and I was just going through videos. I was looking up videos and information on Lee Harvey Oswald back in the Kennedy assassination days, and they've really, really, really got a lot more information on this guy now than ever before. But there's a video. I'll give the name of it here. You want to look it up. It's okay. Over 2 hours long. It's called Oswald's Rally Call. Raleigh is like Raleigh, North Carolina. It okay. says Oswald's Rally Called, and then Dr. Grover Proctor. And at the end, Proctor talks for about an hour, and you just have to kind of, he's a slow, methodical talker. So just go through with
it. It's on YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah. And at the end, about halfway through the second hour, Jim Mars comes in. Jim Mars is a researcher. Right. I've been at conferences with Jim Mars. I think everybody knows him.
He's a respected published author. Yes, he is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And he was in Texas and is probably one of the foremost authorities who studied in detail and interviewed people about the Kennedy assassination. But he came in at the second half, and it's really, really a good interview. But it's very clear that Oswald was set up. He wasn't even in the book depository. He went to a movie, and they followed him. The CIA already had him set up as a patsy. He goes into a movie theater, and he's sitting there watching a movie, and he did buy the ticket. The guy that at the front knew him, knew that he bought his ticket and went in, and he sat in the back row of this 900-seat theater. And so anyway, they knew where to go to get him. This was all set up by the CIA, which when you say CIA back in those days, it was the mob, the CIA, and Cuban people that had come out of Cuba. It was like a big conglomeration of these people. So just go watch the movie or the video, and then and the other thing, if you look at who has been in the president's office, it's literally been the Bushes and the Clintons since Reagan, of course, Bush Sr. ran the Reagan White House. Jimmy Carter was kind of a fluke. I don't know really where he came. But then you've got Johnson, Nixon, Tricky Dick. And then, of course, Ford was the guy who headed up the Warren Commission.
Right. Well, that was his reward. That was the promise made to Ford that if he carried their water on the Warren Commission, he'd get to be president one day.
Yeah. So, I mean, literally, these people have run the White House up until now, and now they wanted Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton to carry the torch. And when George Bush Sr. lost to Clinton, that was a programmed loss. Right. Because either way, they would have, but George Bush Sr., he was tired of being in public office, and he had been in the head of the CIA. I mean, he had been a vice president under Reagan. These people, all I'm saying is, you know, from the time Kennedy was shot, those people ran this country.
Right, right. Well, a friend of mine, he's a published author also, Craig Roberts, he was a Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam, and he wrote a book about what Oswald was claimed to have done. Now, the public record is that Oswald barely qualified to become a U.S. Marine because of his lack of marksmanship skills. Barely, I mean, he barely squeaked by with minimal marksmanship skills. Marine Corps snipers, on the other hand, are highly qualified. Craig Roberts says, I couldn't do what they claim Lee Harvey Oswald did. I couldn't do it. Anyway, here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83...
All right. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of July, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked on my links page. Jim, we got our last caller here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Jim? Hi. Just a brief aside before my main point. Jimmy Carter wasn't that much of a fluke, Dr. McCanny, or Professor McCanny. Carter was a charter member of the Trilateral Commission. Choosing him was like a deliberate swing away from the pall and the stench that hung over the Ford administration from the Watergate scandal and the pardon of Nixon. But anyway, what it really called about was you spoke about the precession of the equinoxes in the 26,000-year cycle. When I was a kid, there was a song by a group called The Fifth Dimension called The Age of Aquarius. You probably know the song. It was very popular. And I didn't learn anything much about astrology or astronomy or anything until later. And then you learn the order as the houses of the zodiac go through the year. Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and then Pisces. Aquarius comes before Pisces. Well, we're presently in the great age of Pisces, and we're going into Aquarius. But the precession of the equinoxes causes the great year to move backwards through the zodiac. And I found that amusing. I'm sure you're probably aware of this. But the calendar year, the months go forward through the zodiac. But due to the precession of the equinoxes, the great year moves backward through the houses.
That's interesting. Yeah.
That's why we'd be going into the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius, because we're in Pisces, and we're moving. Well, eventually, I don't think we're quite into the age of Aquarius yet.
No. No, I think we're still on the way. So
yep,
maybe peace and harmony may reign over the world yet.
What's that?
I say, will peace and harmony reign over the world still? Do we have a chance?
No. Hey, it's funny. It's the age of Pisces. The Pisces is a fish, of course. So you have this whole the era of Christianity has been in the age of the fish, and Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men. But at the age of Pisces, we know that for the return of Christ, things are not going to be peaceful. But anyway, have a great day.
Glenn, thank you for the call. Don't quit your day job. quick question and answer. Peter in Minnesota, make it quick, sir. Almost out of time.
I was observing that Lee Harvey Oswald film again. I remember when I was a kid. And I saw the autopsy of, I don't know if it was a true autopsy, but they were showing the autopsy, and it looked to me like he was shot point blank range, and when you observe the film, there's a flash. It looked like the guy in the front seat shot him to me. That's what it looked like. Because it blew it half of his head off.
You're talking about Kennedy and the limo. But, yeah, they talk about that in that film that I told you to take a look at. They talk about that.
Gentlemen, we are out of time. We are out of time. Peter, thank you for the call. Jim, thank you as always. Have you back next week.
Thank you, John.
Okay. That's it for this hour. We'll be back next hour with Mandy Thompson. Stay tuned.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.